Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Glory, glory, glory. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you here? Zoe Conference. The word. My God, I'm excited. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full. Is for you are holy, you are, oh Lord God, the earth is full of your word. I want everybody in church to join us sing. It's so simple. Let's sing together. You are holy, you are holy, Lord God Almighty, Lord God, the earth is full of your world, the earth is full. Everyone, from the depth of your heart, yeah, you are holy, you are holy, Lord God, Lord God, the earth is full of your world. Everybody from the depth of your heart, from the depth of your heart, yeah, you are holy, you are outside and inside, Lord God, Shadabaya Kaba, the earth is fully beyond your circumstance, situation, trials, tribulation. Sing from the depth of heart. You are holy, you are Lord God, Lord God. The earth is full of your. Can you see His glory everywhere? Everywhere. Oh, you are holy, you are, oh God, Lord God, the earth is full of your world. One more time. You are holy, Jesus, you are holy, Lord God. The earth is full of your. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The He's moving already. You are holy, Lord. You are Lord God, Lord God. The whole earth is full. You are holy, Lord God Almighty, the earth. Silence the voice of my heart. Open the eyes. face of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Silence the voice of my heart. Silence the voice of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. Oh, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. So now we've come unto you where we are. Now we've come, and Lord, by your Spirit, you've drawn us to you. Lord, we've come with our hearts open wide to you. Lord, speak your word. Speak your word. Let Jesus be glorified. So here we've come, now we've come unto your word. Here we've come, Lord, now we've come, Lord, by your Spirit. Lord, with our hearts open wide, you will speak your word. Speak your word. Only Jesus be glorified. Oh Lord, speak your word. Speak your word. Let Jesus be glorified. One more time, Lord, speak your word. Speak your word. Let Jesus speak, Lord. I just feel like I should just do something small and we go home. I promise you, it's not going to be long. The fire of God is burning so strong in my heart. I'm so sure very few words God will speak to us tonight in a very few minutes. We'll be very okay, then we'll continue tomorrow. I mean, God is raising strong and mighty men. He's raising strong and mighty men. We lift your banner high. It's higher than the heavens. We lift your banner high. Glory to your name. He's high. We lift your back. Glory. You are the hope of all the ages, the desire of the age to come. I worship you today. I lift your banner high. It's high above the heavens. Lift your banner. Glory to Matthew 9:17. My God. My God. You know, it should not make you feel like you're in a burial service. Are you here? No. Are you here?
Yes, sir!
Glory. If you want us to dance cultural dance so that it will be lively, we'll dance it too. Are you here?
Yes,
you'll be so shocked. The next song will be Chineke Idima Idima. So don't think the solemn song so that you'll be cold. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So let's start from verse 7, verse 15. And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the... Now, a summary of what happened here is that the disciples of John came to the disciples of Jesus and said, why are you people eating? And, you know, from the original there, the word there was mourning. Why are you guys not mourning? And if you are mourning, the tradition with them, the Pharisees at that time, if something is wrong, instead of praying, they will be mourning. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They'll be crying. They'll be thinking when they make themselves look so bad, you know, carry this in rub on their face, ashes and the rest, then God will be pleased. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So when John the Baptist was in prison, his disciples were mourning instead of praying. Catch the difference. And they came to the disciples of Jesus, they were eating. And they were offended. And he said to Jesus, go back to 14. Then the disciples of John came to him and saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast? You see that? They have a synchrony with the Pharisees. They were doing the same thing. The root word there means mourning. They were mourning. Do you believe that the Pharisees know how to fast? You don't believe. They don't know how to fast. Come on. They were hypocrites. So what was wrong with their fasting now? It was like the Pharisees fasting. Are you people catching something now? So Jesus' reply was for these folks and the Pharisees. We keep on reading. But your disciples do not fast. You see? Religious folks practices. And Jesus' folks what? Practice. So Jesus is different from them. Completely different. Yet not a sinner. Are you here? Do you know Jesus never sinned? He never sinned. Is it 1 Peter 2:22? Let's see it briefly. Try to look for part that shows you that Jesus never sinned. Is it who committed no sin? Nor was deceit found in his mouth. Talking about Jesus. He didn't commit one sin. Never sinned. While walking on the face of the earth, Jesus never sinned. But prophet, he had a deeper nature than us. That is why he didn't sin. The Bible says he took upon himself our filled nature. Yes. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 4, it said we do not have a savior that is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmities. Meaning everything we've suffered as trials and temptation, Jesus suffered. Think about the worst. Don't say it out. He suffered it. But he was not subjected to it. What I mean by he suffered it does not mean that the temptation suffered him. I mean it came as a trial too to Jesus. Just leave that one that happened when he went to the wilderness. That's just some. Many, many, many more happened. Pastor Simon, you mean the way I feel? Yes, Jesus too. Yes, he came as a man in the failed nature we had. You know, he was praying in John 17, is it 15? He said, Father, bless me with the glory I had with you. So you see, it means at that point that he was standing upon the face of the earth praying, he didn't have the same intensity of glory he had before he came to the world. He said, bless me with the same glory that I had with you before the world was. So he took upon himself our very nature. Because if he didn't take our nature, anything he would have done for us would be invalid. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So he had to come as the filled man. And the Bible said, we do not have a savior who is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. He felt the same way we are feeling today. Yet the Bible says he never succumbed to sin. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never was a subject, a prey to Satan through sin. He said, who committed no sin? Question is, who are you? Are you just simply Ngozi or Ene? Or Che or Tena? Or Kwan Kawen? That's not who you are. In 1 John, the Bible said, your new nature is not begotten by the decision of a man and a woman. You know what God is saying? It means the day your father and mother say, let's give birth to a child. It's time. let's stop this family planning and let's have a baby. And they decided to have you. The Bible said, when you became born again, this your new birth is not a function of their decision that night. Some of you are not believing me. The way you are answering me. I'm not saying go and tell your parents what I'm saying now. Keep it in your heart. Are you listening to me? You know how our mothers will brag, I carried you in the womb 9 months. If you say such a thing, you may receive a dirty slap. But that's what the Bible said. It said, they that are born of the flesh are flesh. Then he said, those that are born of the spirit. We don't like that scripture because we don't want to imagine what he's saying. Who are those that are born of the spirit? Wow, some people don't believe in Jesus Christ. Look at the hands of people. If you are born of the spirit, raise your hand. Because you know I want to say spirit, now you are keeping it down. He said, they that are born of the flesh are what? They that are born of spirit are what? Your problem is your wrong ideology of spirit. If we say spirit, you think it's ghost. Say, you are a spirit. You say, you mean I do like this in the night? Wait, white? That's what Nollywood painted in your heart. They don't know what spirit means. So anytime somebody dies and is trying to destroy, you now see cutting wool here, cutting wool here. So that's your expectation. But that's not who you are. Do you know the resurrected Jesus is a spirit? Yet he ate bread. He ate fish. He drank wine. Is Jesus human being? Is he fully spirit? Unbelievable. Now, as he is, where? See, you are so big. Your surrounding, your family, your friends, your school have reduced your very nature because they reduce your scope of thinking. They said you are a higher animal. Forget the adjective. Let them not use the adjective to deceive you. Whether higher, whether finer, whether bigger, I'm not an animal. Who are you? You know, many years ago, I was preaching this. I said it on Facebook. And my biology teacher in secondary school, my biology teacher now messaged me. He said, is that your final answer? I said, no, sir, just for church. When I come to school, it's higher animal will tick. Now, we can tick it in school. Don't say, for the love of Christ, I'm going to feel this. I fail for the kingdom. I'll take persecution for the kingdom. How can they call us higher? You now had option E. I like Christ. You cannot tick. You want to fail for Jesus. You tick E. You now put like Christ. My hand is not inside that one. Give to Caesar what belongs. And to God what belongs. Simple. Whether they say you are homo sapien, you know the funny thing is that some human beings sat down with their brain, they are medulla oblongata, they are homo campus and etc, and they told us that we evolved from baboons. Look at your neighbor. Look at their beautiful eyes and nose. See their eyes and nose. Do they look like they evolved from baboons? And they said all of us had a tail. You know, the first time I heard that teaching in school, I had to touch my back to be sure. They said we all had a tail, an invisible tail. It was, as we grew up, it was fading. And some of us started suspecting our grandparents if they truly had a tail. Very funny ideology, and they put it in book. Teaching and passing from one generation to another. So they say we are either homo habilis, homo sapien, homo sapiens sapien, homo erectus. We grew to a point where like this, when I'm bent like this, and we're using stick to do things. When I'm straight, the tail now moving side. When I became homo sapiens, it was homo sapiens sapien, then homo sapien. The evolution of man. Meanwhile, we read Genesis in the beginning. When God was done doing everything for man, somebody say for man. Then he said, let there be man. He did everything for man, and I said, let there be man. And when I said, let there be man, and some of you just shouted, he said, let us create man.
And when we say let us there, you know, some people always mistaken that they say, Father sat down, Son sat down, Holy Ghost sat down. They say, oh yeah now, who go do the leg? No. That's not what happened. You see, the word God in Genesis 1 is the word Elohim in Hebrew. It is God in its plural form. The Hebrew folks have a culture of describing something big. Big, instead of describing it in the singular, no, they describe it where? In the plural. So if you want to show the mightiness of a thing, they describe that thing in its plural form. So when you look at a word in Hebrew, don't think they mean many things. Gather many. No, they may be describing the mightiness or the greatness of something if it's described in its plural form. Names are described in what? Plural form in Hebrew. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So God in his mightiness, they mean Elohim. Said, let us make man. Now, because the word is Elohim, it has to be us. In his what? Image. And what? Likeness. And let us give him dominion. Somebody say dominion. Absolute rulership over everything. The birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, the lions on the land, and over every creeping thing. And I said to you in a funny way that God has given you authority over creeps. Are you here? So there's no day that you will not be able to pay your rent. And you get in the house. Now God gave us authority over everything. So I have authority. I don't lack authority. One way he tested the authority, he said, Adam, come close. He came. He said, let me see what I designed in you. Remember what I taught you about AI, artificial intelligence? Remember underlearning and what? Underfitting. What I mean is that we'll quote something. Let me just summarize it. When we quote something and it works, it is overfitting. When we quote something and it doesn't work, in summary, is what? Underfitting. And we use in the initial ideologies, the basic, we say train vectors. When we train vectors put in a machine, if the machines don't behave well, who do you blame? The machine or the train vectors? Because what is supposed to control the machines? The train vectors. Not the machine in itself. So as powerful as that big machine is, what controls it? You go to ATM now. Will you beat ATM if it's not producing money, removing money? I mean, why will you not beat it? It has been programmed that way. Something is wrong. Sometimes they will tell you network is bad. You don't blame the big machine. You blame the what? The programming. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So in other words, if for instance Adam was not able to describe everything God wanted him to describe like he programmed Adam to do, it will be underfitting problem. And God is so big for underfitting problem. So he called Adam and said, describe all of these animals. Let me see whether what I did work. Of course, he was sure it worked. And Adam called the names of the animals. And God said, wow, whatever name Adam gave them was their name. The name has been there. I programmed it in the heart of Adam. I wanted to see if Adam would get it. Wow, he got it. Now, you see, why God had to allow Adam pronounce the name that he gave those animals was because he gave Adam authority over the earth. So when we say Bingo, for instance, if Bingo is my dog, it will come to me. You know, Bingo are mostly in Otoko. So Bingo, it comes to me. If you say, for instance, Jacks are mostly in Zakibiams. If you say Jack, it comes to you because it's your dog. You know, we can say Bingo, Bingo, and it will not respond to us. But when it comes and say Bingo, it will respond to him. It knows his voice. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? Very important. So God say, Adam, call their names. So that if they want to respond to me, they will respond to me through your voice. That's what God did. He gave Adam absolute authority over everything. Are you listening to me tonight? So man had what? Absolute what? Authority. Absolute what? Authority. Absolute what? Authority. Now I'm going somewhere, alright? We were in Matthew. I won't tell you why we had to get to Matthew. Why that problem happened there. Now, man had authority. Absolute authority over everything. Absolute authority over everything. That everything answers to God through Adam. Through man. Are you listening to me? Even the health of man. Did you catch that? Even his health. Even his finances. I mean, if Adam will not say money cometh, money will not come. If Adam would not say, I declare cancer be gone, cancer would not go away. He gave Adam authority over everything on the earth. But Adam disobeyed God. He ate from the wrong tree, in summary, and lost that authority to Satan. That is why Satan spoke boldly. He told Jesus, if you worship me, I'll what? Give you all the glories of the... He truly was in charge. Are you listening to me? Because Adam lost everything to what? Satan. Are you listening to me? But that's not where everything ended. Jesus came. Was dead for us. He came in the nature of the fallen man, Adam. Died for us. Was buried for us. Resurrected for us. And when he resurrected, he did not say, be thinking like me before I died, was buried and resurrected. He said, no. Be thinking like me, like the man seated in the full glory of God at the Father's right hand. The Bible did not say we are like Jesus while he was on the face of the earth. You know, there are two different realms of Jesus. Jesus, while walking the earth, Jesus at the Father's right hand, there are two different Jesuses in manifestation. Not like there are two different persons. Two different realms. Now, for instance, the Bible says so. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16 in the Amplified rendition. I want everybody to read. Everybody to read. Let's read together. One, two, go. So from now on, we regard no one. From what? According to what? Though we have known Christ from what? So there was a Christ from a human point of view. He said, but now we no longer know him in this way. Meaning God has said, he did not design us to know Christ from a human point of view. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That Christ that said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by, was not the Christ the Bible said we should get to know. According to the Bible. I did not write it. Are you looking at it? The Christ you ought to know is the Christ seated at the Father's right hand. Full of glory and power. That's the Christ that's your standard. And the next part of scripture said, therefore, on the strength of what we have said in 17, it said, if anyone be in Christ, he becomes a what? A new creation. He said, all things are what? Are God. So you see how big you are. Not even like the Christ that walked the face of the earth. The Christ seated at the Father's right hand. You were not designed to be ordinary. Adam lost that victory, that authority he had. He lost it to the enemy. For a while, for a season. Are you listening to me? He lost it. And he became a prey of the devil. Everything the devil told him, he believed. Are you here? Everything Satan told Adam, he believed. Now remember, Satan can never say the truth. He's a liar from the beginning. Jesus said, your father, the devil, is a liar from the beginning. He never says the truth. Immediately Adam did the wrong thing. What did Satan tell him? He said, you are useless. You are naked. You are this. You are that. And when the presence of God was coming in the cool of the day, he hid himself, Adam. And God said, where are you? He said, I cannot behold you because I am naked. And God asked him a question. Who told you you are naked? He said, have you eaten from the tree I told you not to eat from? Now God knows where Satan has a chance to lie to us, to hit us. Whenever we break the edge, the serpent will what? That's right. Anytime you disobey God, Satan lies to you. So when Adam disobeyed God, Satan lied to Adam. And that's how it has been happening till now. And I've come to announce to you, you are not a sinner. You are not that liar. You are not the person that committed the abortion. You are not an abortionist. I don't know if there's any word like that. You are not a thief. Whenever you are done doing those things, what will Satan tell you? That's who you are. You can never amount to something better than what you have just done. But that's a lie. If anybody is not into this truth, the word of God we are talking about, he becomes a what? A new creation. And that's why when you become born again, that's not all. That's what we call mind renewal. You have to be washed by the washing of the word. Something has to happen to your mind. Because as a man thinketh in his, so is he. You are not like, you know, it's not water that gets you changed. It is the word that gets you changed. Wait, your mind has to be renewed by the word. Paul said somewhere in 2 Corinthians, he said, gather here, for some of of us that have knowledge, Paul speaking to us, he said, for some of us that have knowledge, let's gather in one place. He said, the food given to idols, are they not supposed to be eaten by us? If those people were just born again but never had mind renewal, knowledge, they would think that when idols are supposed to eat food, people should run away from there. But Paul said, gather here for some of you that your minds have been renewed. If they keep food for Satan, spaghetti, chicken, and you find out the high priest of Satan lives, are we not supposed to sit down and eat it while Satan brings water for us to drink? See, it's the truth. This is simple, basic knowledge from the Bible. But if your minds have not been renewed by the word, there's a way you begin to take measures. You know, I've heard people wake up in the morning, they begin to invite Satan with their prayer. Anything against me today, catch fire. The thing has not even thought of coming against you. But because you think they have the potency to come against you, as they hear you, they start coming. The Bible says, God is a light soul. And in him there is no trace of, no variable of turning. Meaning in God, God Almighty, there is no trace of sin, Satan, darkness. No possibility for backsliding. No variable for turning. Meaning as long as you are in Christ, you have to speak it boldly. In Christ, we don't backslide. Because the path of the just is like a what? Shining light. That what? And what? And what? Not darker and darker. That should be your expectation. That's my mindset. Now, we're talking about mind renewal. You guys get what I'm trying to explain? If you don't think like this, you become a prey to Satan. The Bible said those who through fear for sin, Hebrews 2:15-14, he said, fear for sin were held captive by the devil. What keeps you in captivity? Fear. For fear, book of Proverbs said, is a snare. Immediately you fear, you are saying Satan have faith in your ability. Fear is faith in the opposite direction. And it's information that begat fear. Just like information begat faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Fear cometh by hearing. There are some stories you hear that you run away from the people. Because it is bringing fear. And I sat with a dear sincere man of God and he was telling me some terrible encounters he had. How they did this to him, they did that. How Satan came through his folks and did terrible things in his church. I mean, a point came, they look at the Bible, they open the Bible and they shatter the center of the Bible. That one was one that hit me. I took it straight to my wife. Center of the Bible, shat on it. I said, really? He said, man of God, I just told you 20% because there is no time. He said, I just felt like you needed to hear this. Now I said, I told Pastor K, I said, true, I needed to hear it. But I've heard plenty before. There are plenty things I've heard before that what I'm hearing now is getting neutralized by what I've heard before. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. There are plenty testimonies of God I've heard. I've heard about people that ate poisons and did not die. I heard about people that ate poison and the people that poisoned them died. My spiritual father ate poison. And the dead woman died, he said, he would have not missed that food for no reason. I said, why, sir? He said, my favorite, his mother's friend. Fried rice, chicken, and zobo is his favorite. And when they made it, they called him to come and eat. The mother was not around. He said, Simon, there is nothing in this world that would have made me to miss that food. Even if an angel spoke to me. When he ate it, the woman was shocked. The next day was playing around. The next day was moving around. The next day, and after like 2 months thereabout, something struck her. And she called the mom to do a confession. I gave that to your boy. Poison. He did not die. Hold him. He's a strong man of God. He didn't die. Well, I've heard plenty of testimonies. That this one we're hearing now is not looking like anything to us. Satan is a non-entity. See what the Bible said in Hebrews 2:14. Are you here? You see, are you here?
Yes, sir.
I don't hype Satan. If you came here for it to hear how Satan is big, you are in the wrong place. I don't know. Satan is nothing. To hell with Satan. He's nothing. The Bible said, therefore, since these his children share in flesh and blood, the physical nature of mankind, he himself in a similar manner also shared in the same physical nature, but without sin. So that through experiencing death, he might what? Make what? What? Him who has? Him who has? Him who what? Power over death. That is the devil. Satan does not have power. Satan had power. Stop working with the old thinking. You can't put new wine, old wineskin. You can't put new wine over. And the new thinking is this: Satan has no power. If you hear us, hello, Satan Yamutu. Satan is nothing. Did you just see it from your Bible? So be careful for nothing. But in all things, make your requests known to God in thanksgiving. When the Bible says be careful for nothing, it means don't be careful about Satan. But anytime you want to pray, Father, I thank you because I'm blessed. I thank you because, you know, I joke with my daughter every time. I saw this video online. I'm blessed. Every morning I cry out, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm full of the glory. You describe yourself. You know, as you are describing yourself, you see, the good fight of faith is that you walk out what Jesus has done for you. He said, laying hold of eternal life. The good fight of faith is that what Jesus has given you, you are walking out with fear and trembling, which simply means with all seriousness. The bad fight of faith is that you are fighting against Satan. Everything against my life, fire, fire. That's a wrong fight. Because when you submit to God, when you submit to God, you will resist the devil by default. And he will flee from you. The Bible did not say, resist the devil. It says, submit to God. When you submit to God, Kenneth Hagin said in his book, it says, submitting to God simply means by default standing as a terror to devil, to the devil. Because if you are light and turn towards darkness, darkness will flee. You see, there was darkness yet till we own light. We end the existence of darkness when light comes. Darkness has no chance. What stops darkness is not a fight, it's light. So Jesus said, let your light so shine. Christians reduce fight, shine. We like to fight, you know, our African nature. No, it's not a fight. We're not in a fight with the devil. Are you listening to me? For all these years you have been fighting, show us the result. You shine. You don't fight. You know, many years ago on campus, many people think I would die. Many brothers who were praying in this dimension, they felt like I would die. And some of them said, he has not encountered the powers in the waters. When they come for him, he will die. And they watched me grow from strength to strength till I left campus years ago, got married to my beautiful wife. Now I have a child and I'm still waxing. Do I look like I'm going to die soon? I'm not sick. I don't get sick. It's not pride. It's truth. By his stripes, I was healed. Never to be sick again. See, I went to that church. The prophet said he cannot be sick. Woo! He said he can never be sick. Kayola. He has pride. Is it the Bible said he has said, so that we may boldly say, give me that scripture, Hebrews what? Hebrews 13 from verse 5. Let's read it together. In the NKJV. Let your conversation be without what? We are so many. Let's read it together. Want to go? And be. For he has. I will never what? No one. That's what God Almighty said. Now, if he said something, what he said was supposed to derive our confession from what he has said. You remember, derive quantities and the rest in physics. Who will derive from what he has said? Next part of scripture. In verse 6, it now says, so that we may boldly say, carefully say, now look at some of you. They say boldly say, boldly say. So that we may what?
Boldly say.
Victory has. There's a way victory talk. There's a way victory looks. You know, if I'm looking at some of you now, I'm seeing you defeated from your face. Look like a victor. Not like a victim. Ask my wife. She suffered so much in my hand. When we started dating, I told her, stop boning. And she suffered because she was boning too much. Every time we meet, I said, if you don't laugh, I go. She said, Pastor, are you serious? Yes. And when I started going, she started, victory has a look. The Bible says Abraham rejoiced to see. You don't see to rejoice. You rejoice to see. You want to see glory in your life? Start rejoicing. The Bible says he has given us his word so that his joy. You know, there's what you know that makes you laugh amidst crisis. Imagine God crying in a situation. They say the lady is dead. He said no. He you know, faith has a language. He said she's not dead, she's sleeping. You know, somebody told me, he said, some of you will be doing yeah, 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 yeah. You'll be saying faith is not denial of fact. What did Jesus do there? Did Jesus agree that she was dead? Jesus said, okay, folks, she's dead. Faith is not denial of fact, she's dead. But let's pray for her. That's not what Jesus said. He said she's sleeping. Faith language. He said she's sleeping. And the Bible said they ridiculed him. Many people said that. When they started laughing, he said, shift, disciples, take them out. You know, if you want to make some kind of progress in your life, some people have to shift. Especially some of you who have the word of God. When you talk like this in your family, some people will start laughing. What will you do? You shift. Yes. There are some friends that when you go back home, you say, I can't sin again. I have the nature of God. They say, woo, Esther. Cuckoo. Esther, you. Sinner woman, you will not sin again. Before 2 p.m., plenty sin you would have done. You see, their words will kill your faith. Some of you now, guys, you go back to your house. You just ate Gary before you came. You go back now, like Solomon, you are saying, oh, the God am I. The Savior am I. As you are saying, Samson is looking at you, your friend. He said, Jeremiah, Jerry, what are you saying? You that poverty is from your root. You know, and they are saying it like a joke. It's not like they are insulting you. You know, have you seen friends talk to friends like idiot, mumu? That's greeting, you know? Have you seen friends like that? Stupid fool, mumu, stupid kid. That's greeting. Fool, chameleon, rat, cat. That's greeting. You go back home as you say, I'm rich. Say, mumu. Even if God won't give riches, enough is stuff from you. You too poor. Don't get into your spirit. Jerry, that was, I cannot report. Jerry's voice is reducing now. I don't even. In fact, it's the way you'll be confessing. When that your friend is coming, you reduce your confession. Especially the ones that know your sin. So I'm born again. I cannot sin. Then you just hear Ernest's voice. Come in this house. And they don't come. You keep your voice short, because if you say I cannot sin and any hear you, she will write all the sin you have ever seen and the one you plan to sin. So Jesus said, leave our environment. We are about to see a miracle. Some of you laughing, leave. Leave. And they all left. Jesus stayed with the 12. And he said, he called her name, and when he spoke to her, she stood up and came back to life. Now, people may be laughing, but if you decide to stand in faith, it will work. Yes. Pastor, they are laughing at me. Stay, stand in faith. Sometimes separate yourself and pray. Don't pray where they are around. Go where they are not around and pray. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And the lady came back to life. Same thing with Caleb and Joshua. When God told them to go and spy, God told them the characteristic of the city. He said it is flowing with milk and honey. When you go there, you see all the beautiful things. God did not tell them that there are giants there. When they went there to spy, there were like 12 of them. When they went there to spy, 10 of them said, they went back. Two of them observed carefully. They wanted to see the characteristics. God said it's flowing with milk and honey. So let's be sure. Is it flowing with milk? That's the land. And they came back with another report. The 10 said, the land is good. No lie. But if we love our life, we should not go there. Those who are like that, who are like this. Did they lie? Do you know the Bible said God was angry at their report? And God said they gave an evil report. When I was reading up our scripture, I said, how did they give evil report? They saw people like giants. Sons of Anak are like giants. They are very big like Goliath. They did not lie. But God said evil report. Two foes came back, Caleb and Joshua. Say, Moses, it's true. Milk and honey, plenty. Let's go at once and take over. The Bible said the people of Israel, they took off stones and say, idiot, get out from this place. They were pursuing Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because they were saying something that was beyond their mind to contain. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? How can you say we should go and take over when you are seeing giants? But they didn't mind. They were seeing it from viewing life from God's perspective. You know, I told you before, learn to put on your sun shades. S-O-N, not sunshade, S-U-N. They saw it from God's word. And they said, we can take over. Although these guys are big before God, view from God's word, we can kill them at once. The Bible said they took up stones and stoned them away. Are you listening to me? That's not even the height of it. Because you can't put new wine in what? Old wineskin. I'm going somewhere. For Jesus, old wineskin, they could not receive the new wine, the new language of faith. He said she's asleep. They laughed. Thank God they did not stone him. For Caleb and Joshua, they took up stones. Old mindset, new reality. The height of it was Jesus and the Pharisees. Jesus came to church. Somebody say church. Church in his days, and church rejected Jesus. Because what Jesus was saying was unbelievable to church. The Bible said he came to his own, and his own what? Received him not. Imagine God comes to church and they say God is not invited. Are you guys get what I'm trying to say? Because the things he's believing are unbelievable. You know, they made a mistake one time. They say you should take second reading. Sorry, they say you should take a reading in church. And the Bible said, while he was reading, he said to them, the fulfillment of the scripture is here before you. Everybody say, what is this guy mad? He said, hey, woman, her hands was caught. Media, give me that scripture. Always, when I'm saying it, you give it to me. Some people think that scripture is not in the Bible. There was a woman with withered hand caught. So Jesus looked at her and said, woman, stretch forth your hand. She didn't have hand to her. Jesus was seeing hand. He said, stretch forth your hand. The Bible said, while she was thinking of stretching forth her hand, a new fresh hand. You know, some people cannot clap because they are like, even those things, are you sure this Bible is real? A new fresh hand came out. They said the liver is dead. Liver used to die. Medical student. Please tell me. Liver used to die. Liver is dead. Kidney failure. If kidney is failing, it can be activated to work now. I had a testimony of a man of God. They put iron in a lady's leg. Iron. Because the leg was broken, so they had to support it with iron. As he held it to pray, the iron chained to bone. Some people say, this one, I'm not going to come again. They don't lie for this church. No, it's not a lie. You know, some people are like, I don't enter choosing again. No, I don't come choosing. It was turned into bone. Forget that one. Think of Jesus. So you stretch hand. You don't have hand. As you are stretching, new hand. And he entered again into the synagogue. I don't know. I'm always saying a woman. And there was a man there. You know, it's men that do hard work. They are the ones that can lose their hand. There was a man there which had withered hand. Them caught in hand. When are they hear me? Next part of scripture. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might, in fact, their problem, they were even sure you heal him. God. Pharisees are a problem. Kai. They were very sure Jesus would heal him. So they were waiting for him to heal him on Sabbath day. So that they would accuse him, sir, you will heal somebody on the Sabbath day. That's church. I people seeing problem. You see that this your problem in church did not start today. This problem that men are the ones telling whether ladies are dressing well at the door of church, it did not start today. Have you gone to churches like that? There are some men that tell Rebecca may she go back. That's scared. Maybe this church should go enter with. You know, I went to a church like that in Lagos. There were two brother bachelors, senior bachelors. They were the one looking out for dressing. So a lady was about to enter and they said, what's the meaning of this? What kind of skirt is this? Look at your body. My friend, go back. Go back! That's how I was looking at the lady. I was looking at them like magic. You are driving her away from church. Where will she go and learn? Okay, if they come to church like that, some brothers will be sinning. We're sinners before they even come. They had been sinning before. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Where would they change if it's not church? We're not saying that they should be coming like that always. One encounter with Jesus will change your life forever. Just one encounter with Jesus. They have to come. Say, Pastor, sir, what if they tempt the brothers? Christianity was not only for brothers. It's for are brothers not tempting sisters too? You heard sisters go? They are. They are too. You know, many years ago, I asked a pastor this. I said, the way they complain that girls used to tempt boys, do boys used to tempt girls too? He said, my brother, I don't know. I said, how do boys tempt girls? He said, they tempt too. I can't explain, but they truly tempt. It's so funny. The Bible says, if a man or a woman sin, they sin of their what? Own sinful desire, their own sinful nature. Sinful nature. It's your nature that is making you sin, not the skirt you are seeing. Tell somebody it's a nature problem. So anything they want to wear to church, let them come the way they are, but they cannot remain the way they are. If you are not comfortable, come to the front and close your eyes till the service is ended on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. Next part of scripture, verse 3. Oh, glory, glory, glory. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto, go back to verse 3. Give me verse 3 in TPT rendition. TPT. Jesus said to the man with the paralyzed hand. You know, you see, TPT is trying to be fair enough. Is it one thing with rendition, right? Give me the amplifier. We'll accuse everybody that is wrong. Old KJV told us his word. He said to the man whose hand was what? Are you saying that TBT is trying to be fair? Because even the man that interpreted them is wondering. It's better I put paralyzed. He said to the man whose hand was withered, get up and come forward. Next part of scripture. He asked them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save a life or to kill? But they kept silent. Next part of scripture. After looking around them with anger, grieved at the hardness of arrogance of their heart, Jesus was angry. He told the man, hold out your hand. And he held it out and his hand was completely restored. Completely restored. So I'm a different kind of person. Seeing everything. Now let's try to round up. Seeing everything Jesus did. 1 John 4:17. See what he then said. See what he then said. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
1 John 4:17. In the NKJV rendition. Let's read together. 1, 2, NKJV. 1 to read. Love has been perfected among us, that we may have in the day, because so where I'm like him here. Yeah, I'm like him. What he didn't do, I won't do. If you live above sin, I can live above sin. When we say I'll see you in 5 minutes in high level, I'm thinking of using a car. That's why I said I will see you in 5 minutes. If I was trekking, I would not tell you I will see you in 5 minutes. If he said be perfect like your father in heaven is perfect, he knows what you are made up of. Nobody knows the creation like the creator. You think you are a weakling. You think you are tired. You think you are weak. He says you are strong. He says let the weak say. Let the poor say. Tinubu does not determine our confession. The word of God determines our confession. I'm rich, brother. I insist. And when you say you are rich enough, the idea comes to support that confession. He now sparks one idea that makes you that millionaire you are dreaming about. Say, I'm not poor. I refuse to be poor. The Bible said the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The word peace there is the word shalom, shalom. It means prosperity in every area of your life. You come to your children, they are perfect. You go to your business is working well. Your academics, perfect. Everywhere about your life, perfect. Shalom, shalom. Peace on every side. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. I can't feel. He was crushed for our sin and iniquity. I can't sin. Is it the nature that sins has been crushed? You know, people shout, Jesus has forgiven all your sin and he has destroyed all your nature of sin. He forgives your future sin. He destroyed your future nature of sin. So whatever that causes you to sin has been destroyed and sin has been forgiven. So sin can never happen. Should we continue to live in sin that grace may abide? Watch out what Paul said. He said, God forbid. How can we, somebody say, who are dead to sin, live in sin any longer? You see, old wineskin don't understand this new wine language. When we say we can't sin, they say, I am 40 years old. I don't do this thing where they do. I pray past you. In fact, when would they pray? When I never start. But you see me now, I don't give three women belly. So this your church, they come down. Everybody in a sinner. Now my question is that why is people that like to say that don't believe that somebody can be holy and righteous like to put it on everybody's head? They say, see, nobody is righteous. Say, I am not righteous. Mm-mm. You always hear their language like this. Nobody is righteous. Even me, where they talk before. If you believe nobody is righteous, is it yourself you believe you are righteous? It's even me. We are all sinners, including myself. The only thing helping us is just the grace of God. The grace of God is not just. The grace of God has appeared to all men. The grace of God is a person. It's not a just. It's a person. And he has appeared to all men, teaching us how to say no to all form of unrighteousness. He said, Jesus did not just say, stop sin, be perfect. There are things in you. There's a potential difference. Paul said, now with the revelation I have, I can do all things, not some things. You see, with this revelation, we have this new wave of revelation. We can do all things. We can do all things. People that would have heard, you know, some people were believing in Christ. They were saying they believe in Christ, but they are sinning, they are womanizing, they are stealing, blah, blah, blah. Those are not the revelation of Jesus. If you truly have seen Jesus, the Bible said in 1 John 3 and 6, he said, if you have seen him or have abided in him or know him, he said, you cannot continue in your sin. If you see or know him, if you see or know him, now we have the privilege to just see him and know him in the New Testament. That's why we are given the Holy Ghost. Remember, he said, the only way you can stop sin is to see me or know me. So if you say we can never see God, you are not ready to stop sin. If you say we can never know God, you are not ready to stop sin. Because the only people who can stop sin are those that have what? Seen him or what? Known him. Here in your Bible, 1 John 3:6. Hey, be fast media. 1 John 3:6. If you have seen him or you know him or abide in him, you cannot what? Continue in your sin. Now, it now hit our head so much in verse 9. Hit verse 9 for us. Everybody in one voice shout it out. Verse 9. 1, 2, go. Whoever has been born of God does not stop. How many of you are born of God? I can't sin. See, you allow the word of God get on your inside. I'm born of God, I can't sin. You know, you are fighting yourself sometimes in the morning with this confession. Before you leave your house, I can't sin. No, thought Satan is suggesting, but you have done this thing more than 100 times since you were 15. You were doing, I can't sin. I refuse to sin in the name of Jesus. I'm a new man. I can't sin. Remember, I told you, I said the vectors determine the actions of the machine. Now God told us that in 10 John chapter 1 from verse 3. He said, dear beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul. Meaning you can never prosper beyond the prosperity of your soul. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can never be better than the information on your inside. What determines identity is information, and it determines action. You are doing what you do because you are thinking the way you are thinking. God never called you higher animal. God never called you flesh and blood. Remember, he has said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. If you are flesh and blood, you can't inherit the kingdom. And listen, the Bible reciprocated flesh and blood for a sinful person. It says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. He said a fornicator, a liar, an idolater cannot inherit the kingdom. Are you seeing something here? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. A liar, a fornicator cannot inherit the kingdom. Meaning, the day you agree that you are flesh and blood, you have agreed to terms that you are a sinner by default. Immediately you say flesh and blood, sin begins to walk out from your inside by default. Because those that are born of the spirit are spirits. To be carnally minded, meaning if your mind is seeing yourself as flesh, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. Now there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. It said, because they don't walk after the flesh, they walk after the spirit. The Bible said in Matthew 4, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Now Paul complimented the words of Jesus. He said, walk in the spirit. You are not designed to walk in the flesh. He said, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Romans 8:2 says something powerful. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it said, it has made us free from the law of what? Sin and death. The law of the spirit of life, the realities of the spirit. Because we are spirits, we are not flesh. Shall I not flesh? You know, many people get offended when we say this. Can you say you are not flesh? Are you not flesh? Are we not touching your neck? That's not what makes you flesh, brother. Jesus is spirit. He ate fish. I mean, the resurrected Jesus. When he was taken into heaven, literally into the clouds, did we see his body fall? Maybe the body was buried in the cloud. Did that happen? Same body he ate fish with, he took it away. And he said, you are seated together with me. If he can use his normal body to sit in the realm of the spirit, we are seated together with him, with this body. Eating apple does not stop you. When you are done eating the apple, say, get out in the name of Jesus, you demon. It will leave immediately. With your big stomach. But we are not saying be always eating apple because we said that. You got to fast still. But do you think because I miss one day fasting, the devil will hit me? No. I don't fast for Satan's. Demons. We don't fast to the end that demons go. Somebody said, but Bible said this kind goeth out not. Check it. The context was unbelief and faith. Meaning this kind of faith goeth out not except by praying and fasting. When we pray, we are exhibiting, we are sharing God's word on our inside. To release it with fire. Fasting has nothing to do towards Satan. It is releasing the glory of God from our inside. When we fast, we are building up our most holy faith. Not fighting Satan. We are not in a two fighting with the devil. I don't fight Satan. He's too small. Do you know Satan is not the opposite of God? Do you know if Michael, Angel Michael was a God, he'll be a stronger God? It took Michael to take Satan out of heaven. Not God. Meaning if Michael was a God, he'll be a stronger God than Satan. Satan is so nothing. That if you think about Satan, you embarrass God and his power. Before Satan, listen, there are two realms. Satan. Two realms of Satan. The Satan before resurrection and the Satan after resurrection. Just as we have Jesus before resurrection. The Satan before resurrection is the Satan that God gave us power over the power. Did you get that? He gave us power over the power of the enemy. So God gave us power and he said, exhibit this power over the power of the enemy. That's the Satan before resurrection. He had power. Some power. But when God resurrected in Christ Jesus, he said, now all authority and all power has been given to me. Under the earth, in the heavens, mami wata, obanje, I've got all the powers. Then he said, you, go into the world and make disciples. Meaning, go with my permission because all power is mine. You see that? Now, the Satan after resurrection has got no power, brother. No power. No power. No power. You know the song is Satan power. Sorry, Jesus power. Super power. Mami, what a power. You don't even get power. It's the wrong song. Mami, what a. Do you know why they are strong? Because some African cultures recognize their names. Give them names. And every once in a year they pour something for Aliku's spirit. That's why he has mind. Or she has mind. I don't know whether the demon is a male or female demon. Because they are pouring, you see, argument. We don't even know the identity. No gender. Genderless. That we pour hot once in a year. Have you ever seen where we pour Fanta for Jesus? We go to his in wine. Sango. Once in a year, they say our family, they travel. You get one ritual, what they do for... You see, that's a Christian born again. Full of the spirit. And they will dance. When they dance, they will now pour this in. They will say your family is free. Continue here. Born again? Immediately you step there, something should happen. Something should happen. They say you have bloodline. Bloodline, you didn't wind me. Bloodline problem? Me, bloodline? You can't put this new one. You see, the people with old white skin are fighting me in their heart. This guy is contending with our business. You know, they say bloodline prayers. Prayer for bloodline, $50. You don't have any bloodline problem. You are born again. Your new blood is the blood of Christ. Most of you here, you grew up practicing communion. Most of you here, you grew up practicing. Am I lying? You ate body and blood of Christ almost every day of your life. Just for you to sit down one day and say you have bloodline problem. He said, this thing, this womanizing, my papa, they do. Now it didn't make it there, our blood. You are justifying your womanizing. Now I saw my father suffer my mother. I know say I could do my wife that way too. You see? Bloodline. He said, this cancer, not family cancer. It will worry everybody for the family. All of us for our family, appendix, they worry us. We get family hepatitis B. They get one tree where they no cut for backyard. Now, dear, my grandmother do something. Nobody fit cut that tree. Even rain, no, they fit come out. We dey always go village, go greet our grandmother for there. You see? Bloodline. Bloodline. Jesus came to a man born blind. Pharisees, fathers of bloodline. They came to him. Jesus, whose fault, whose sin for this man to be born blind? And Jesus looked at them. He said, that question is irrelevant. Don't hype Satan. He said, it doesn't matter who did this to this guy. What I'm seeing now is so that the glory of God be revealed. Eyes be open. Bye-bye. The reason why I'm not successful is because of this thing. The reason why this thing is not working for me. Forget about the reason. God is about to change your story for His glory to be seen. Forget bloodline. We've been washed with the blood. We are not just washed with the blood. Oh. We drink the blood. It's called communion. Common union. We have a common union with Jesus. Are you hearing me? We have the same blood. Common union. Common union. The same kind of blood. The same kind of body. We're not just eating bread. We're eating His body. They say they go and they bath in the night. When they bath in the night, they will do this one. And when they do that, like, and they come to the office, everybody will fear them. You will be shaking. You that is eating flesh. You that is eating, that is drinking blood. You are shaking. I told you, see, you are terrible than all of those things in Hollywood movie. Forget them. You know, listen, folks. When you watch Hollywood, you get scared when you see the high priest come, right? They'll carry something and tie their head. Oh, cuckoo. And the man of God is just with tie. Smiling. So you see, they look scary. In fact, they look powerful with all the iron and decoration. When Jesus came to the earth, did you see Jesus wear one thing and say, God is speaking? The Bible says Jesus wore chains all over His body. I said, when I sound like this, angels move. No strange thing about Jesus. Did Jesus say, gather 5 birds for me? We're about to do something to show Pharaoh, that is, to show Herod. You know, some of you who say you stand for Jesus, you are killing bed to pray for somebody. Say, bring 5 pigeons. How many will I be for in the house? Bring 5 pigeons. Even the Holy Spirit came as a dove. The Holy Spirit never appeared as a dove. The Bible said in KJV, He came in form of a dove. The form was like a dove. He didn't come as dove. That dove you are seeing is not the Holy Spirit. How can you be like Jesus? And you are doing Safi. We don't do Safi. I was on a journey and someone had anointing oil. They went far to pray for it. When an accident almost happened, the bottle broke. And the person was crying, my oil, my mantle. I almost started laughing. She said, my mantle, I'm scattered. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Her life is protected, but the mantle scattered. And she was crying. I looked at this woman. I said, see the anointing crying for anointing oil. You are crying for anointing oil. In Shekinah, we will give those things to bless for people who never met God. Shekinah. How can you be crying for Goya oil? Have you ever fried yam with that thing before? If you think I'm joking, go and fry yam this night. It is the best way for frying yam. It gives anointing to yam. We are not ritualists.
Yes, sir.
It's all of these things are pointing to Christ. In the New Testament, we have seen the anointing. He has come. Now that the anointing has come, we don't care about oil anymore. In the New Testament, the real water is called the living water. He has come. We don't need to dip anybody in water. Did you see that Christ is the end of the law?
Yes.
He ends all of the practice. There's somebody washing feet. Washing feet? You mean if anybody be in Christ, sir? Maybe he left our feet unwashed. We got into Christ from our feet to our head. Oh, I'm born again, I'm born again, I'm born again, I'm born again. Nicodemus said, you mean I should get into my mother's womb and come out? Jesus said, no! Be born again with water, which is the Spirit, the word and the sky. Meaning God is saying the effect of the Holy Spirit in you, teaching you the word, is like effect of water. When water washes away something, that's how the Holy Spirit washes you by the word. Are you seeing that? And when you are washed by the word, you are like a newborn baby in this world. When people say that, you say this. When they say there's a casting down, you shout, there's a lifting up. You don't talk like everybody. Because you are born again. You are seeing things from another perspective. When you say I can't feel, they think it's pride. No, we are viewing from the world. Tinubu may be president, but Jesus is Lord. I can't go and be crying. I beg. I don't suffer. I don't suffer. Stay with the testimony of Jesus. David says, since I was born, now I'm getting old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Neither have I seen the righteous what? Beg for bread. If you have begged before, repent. Now say, I refuse to beg anymore. Including begging MTM. You stop it. And some of you that have changed your sim, you are not a Christian. You don't even beg gas. Every time I've been forget to put my gas down, I beg. Now last time be this. We don't even beg onion. Are you guys here this night? We don't even beg knife. We are kings and priests. You know, I had neighbors who thought I was proud because they never see me outside. But someone is in this company, he never came outside. He never borrowed anything. The day somebody came to my house, I was training her brother. He was staying with me. He now went and borrowed knife. You know how young boys can be. Knife is there, but they can't go there. Because my dad better borrow me your knife. I came back, I saw a new knife. I said, your mother sent us knife? He said, no, sir. It's our dear neighbor that borrowed me knife. That's Kosi. I said, you borrowed knife. I now went and took the knife. I said, what of this, sir? What is it called? He said, knife, sir. I did not see it. I said, fine. Now kneel down. Raise the knife. Cry to God for mercy. He started crying. I said, you must cry to God for mercy. I said, you are not supposed to borrow. I said, Kosi. Kosi, take the knife, write a letter, go back to that lady, apologize for borrowing. Kosi went back and was crying and begging the woman.
I'm sorry, I borrowed knife. We don't borrow. I'll never borrow again in my life.
When I peeped, I looked at him. I said, you should not call my name, that the Holy Spirit is the one that led him there. Then he came back. And I hit him. Refuse to borrow. We don't borrow. I told you a story. I came back home in the midnight, my gas was finished. You know, some of us have that indiscipline of eating outside. The day Satan will time you. Midnight, I entered my house. I couldn't buy food because it was late. I was coming back from a journey. As I entered my house, I said, today I must cook. If not, I will die. Simple. I on the gas, pew, and everything just went down. Pew. I shake inside, shake outside. I did not hear any sound. I said, God, I'm finished. I'm finished. I woke up looking at the world still. It was 5 a.m. I was asleep small. Hunger woke me. Wake me up. Stand up. You can't sleep. If you sleep, you will mistakenly die. Stand up. You know that kind of... when you sleep, imagine you just mistakenly enter into death. So I was awake because I don't want to die. Guess what? Around 5:30, 6 a.m., one woman was jamming my door. My first neighbor in room 1. Jamming my door. I said, who is this? I'm hungry. They don't know. As I tried to open, say, Pastor, big plate. Smelling all nice, everything. Because I say I can't borrow. You know, I had the liberty to borrow from my next neighbor and cook that food. But it has been registered. I rather die than borrow. You know, some of you, that is your deliverance. If you don't stop borrowing, you will not see the potentials in you.
Hi, God. Hi, Pastor. Talk this thing.
That's why you don't have a job and a business. You like borrow, borrow. David said, I've never seen the righteous beg for bread. David, come to Benue State and see something. We will break David's heart. The woman said to me, Pastor, every time I'm timing to give you food, you'll be running. You'll be running. Why is it that you've eaten your neighbor's food? My own, and she's my friend. You didn't eat my own. Pastor, I'm not a witch. Pastor, see, tell everybody that I've given you food so that when you die, they'll catch me. I said, madam, no, it's not personal. I've avoided. Because she said anytime she's almost bringing it, I'm leaving the house. I never knew. That morning, she woke up in the night. She thought it was how. She didn't know that I was sleepless. Doing chicken and everything. Big lap of chicken. Big. Jesus Christ. Let me not break some of your heart. I know you are hungry. Very long. Pastor, please, you must say, madam, don't stress. Oh, Pastor, if you do this one, today I will not say, oh, madam, come on. Very good. What are you not talking about? Oh my God. When I entered the house and kept this thing, I looked here. I forgot to brush. I Jesus Christ. Maybe we'll get strength to brush. My God. I started eating this thing. I digest. Sin. I ate it with the depth from the depth of my heart. You know, the Bible says when Jacob ate and he was filled, he blessed. When Isaac ate very well, he released. No wonder Jacob was just getting rich, because the kind of blessing they release. You know, there's a way you'll be bellyful and release blessing it. There's a way to go. You know, if you want to talk well, I'll bless you. No wonder Jacob was like mumu, yet he was getting blessed. How can you go to a house, tell the man, I'll work for you 7 years to marry your daughter? Which kind of mumuness is that one? 7 years. When it was 7 years, they now brought the other one. Jacob now say, here, yeah, Jacob, he say, I don't know, sin at the second born. I will ask him in heaven, I don't trust that thing. He said he did not know. How can you say you don't know, Jacob? Hallelujah. Then Jacob said, okay, no problem, sir. I'll work another 7 years. When it was 7 years, he now carried the man's second, two daughters, two only daughters, from one man, from another country. That's not all. He carried servants, carried almost everything in the house. The Bible said when they were going, the children were crying, they have finished us. You see, because the father blessed him. That's how I looked at heaven. I said, God, bless thou, man. I just raised my hand. But this is the focal point. I refuse to borrow. When you say, God, it is you that is my source, something begins to happen. You know, a revolution is happening to us. The moment you say, God is my source and sustainer, a revolution begins to happen to us. He's my sustainer. Something is happening to us from this town. Listen, Pa Elton many years ago prophesied something to Nigeria, and he said it will start from being wasted. I don't joke with prophecy. I read them and I pray with them. He said there's going to be not only a revival, spiritual revival that will hit Nigeria from Benue State. When they called Benue State in those days, people were wondering how. You know, when we say Benue State, we become a hub of revival. Even you in Benue State, you'll be like, they don't know what is in Benue State too. But he prophesied it. He said it will not be only a spiritual revival. It will be an economic revival. He said suddenly things will be happening from this state. Young men will be getting ideas. Doing things that the whole world will be coming to see from this state. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
It may look like we are the opposite of what Pa Elton has said. But it's not true. It's not true. That's why we're trying to bring about, you know, for this new wine to find expression, there must be a new wineskin. The old pattern of thinking must go away. For every spirit, it has a, every city has a spirit, every city has a soul, and every city has a body. The spirit of every city are the, principalities ruling that city. The soul are the kind of thinking, the mindset of the city. Remember, if our mindset is right, spirit cannot rule us. Principalities cannot rule us. We are subject, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. It said, bringing every thought that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ to captivity. Verse 4 says, the weapons, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against what? Principalities and powers via their ideologies that seems to want to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. Those guys are big, but they fight us with thoughts. You subject their thoughts, it doesn't matter how big they are subjected. So if our thoughts are right, the spirit will be subjected. Stop seeing the spirit big. Hey, there's a principality in Benway. And she's fair. She's called the spirit of theater. Forget about how big she is. Is she bigger than you? Do you know who you are in the realm of the spirit? You are comparing us with demons when we are even bigger than angels. To which of the angels have he said, as he ever said, sit at my right hand? But to the Son, he has said, you are seated together with me where? In heavenly places. You know, stop viewing yourself from a low perspective. We may be sitting, we have to learn to start seeing ourselves. The Bible says, start seeing everybody not from a fleshy point of view. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16. It says, start seeing everybody from a what? Spiritual point of view. You are not just a man with one nose, two ears, two eyes. You are God's image and likeness. Are you listening to me tonight? If the view about yourself, you know, my Smuro of blessed memory, he said this word. He said, the greatest crisis on the earth is identity crisis. What you are doing is a function of what you are thinking about yourself. Now, can we agree to have a consciousness of ourselves different today like we had always had before? Paul stood from this consciousness of his new self and he said, I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Nobody knows the product like the producer. Nobody knows the creation like the creator. Everybody can suggest what they think about you. God has the final say. If he said you can be perfect, perfect we go. God said I'm a perfect person. I'm perfect. It doesn't matter if Two-Face said we can't be perfect. We don't care. Does he read the Bible? God said you are perfect. We don't care what Whiskey said. We don't care what Beyonce said. You know, some people, they will sing and say, I tried being perfect and life became boring. I became myself. That's yourself you thought you were. It's not yourself. Let's see Ephesians 3 and 3. In the Amplified. Holy God. Now, let's read from verse 1 so that the flow will hit very well. Then we'll leave this place. That's the last part of scripture. Then we leave. Last part of scripture. Want to go. For this reason, because... Not Ephesians. Is it Ephesians? Colossians 3 verse 1. I want us to read and go home with this. It's late already. Want to go. Therefore, if you have been raised... I can hear you, church. This is the last scripture. Let's read out before we go. Want to go. Keep. Where? Seated. Seek those things above. Verse 2. It says, set your mind and keep focus habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on the things on the earth, which have. Now I'm about to hit you with the word of God. Verse 3. Want to go? For you died to this world, and your new life is hidden with Christ. You died to this world. And you're new. It's not just new. It's the real life. You're new. Real. We went to one church. They said we can't sin. That's not a new thing. That's a real thing. We went to one church. They said we can't be poor. That's not a new sound. That's a real sound. We went to one church. They say no matter the economic situation of Nigeria, we the lions don't eat grass. That's not a new thing. That's the real thing. That's the, as the Father has life, have life in himself, so does the Son. The Bible says the first man is of the earth only. It said the second man, the Lord from heaven. He said, as we bore the image of the first man, so are we bearing the image of the second man. But Simon, what of our flesh? Is our spirit that is perfect? Our flesh is not perfect. Hello? Now, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that Holy Ghost spirit is in you, the Bible says that's what? Quicken. The spirit is not going to quicken me. How many of you are, if is a conditional statement, how many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit? If the spirit is in you, it has quickened you. Now, what has happened to me? I've been quickened. If we have not been quickened, why verse 12? Everybody, the first line of verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Now we the owe God. After what he has done, we are the one owing him. Debtors not to live according to the flesh again. No? Because if we live according to the flesh, we will die. Verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death deeds of the body, you will live. The spirit of God is in me. That song, brother, that song on Sunday song. The spirit of God, it lives in me. I want to describe this spirit before we cry out to the Lord and go home. Without the scriptures, the way conference has not happened. Ephesians 1 Amplified Version from verse 18. Are you ready? Now these folks were born again. Paul started praying for them. He said, and I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Cross people. Verse 19. Are you ready? And so that you begin to know what the and the end of is. And what? In who? Who believe? Who believe? Don't rush that. And so that you begin to know what the immeasurable and the unlimited and the surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength. Next part of scripture. Where did he produce that power? Which he produced in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That's the Holy Ghost. Now that spirit, that immeasurable, that unlimited spirit, that power that surpasses greatness, if that power that was produced when Jesus was raised from the dead, if that power lives in you, it has quickened. Oh, I've been quickened. Lift your hands and pray in the spirit. We've come to the end. Lift your hands. I've been quickened. We've come to the end. I've been quickened. Somebody, I can hear you. Pray from the depth of your hearts. Lift your voice, church. Lift your voice. Pray. Lift your voice and pray. I'm standing high.
Spirit of God is within. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me.
Pray in the Spirit, everybody.
The Spirit of the Lord is within me. The Spirit of the Lord is within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Through God is the Spirit of the Lord is. Feel the Holy Ghost.
Feel the Holy Ghost
within me.
The Spirit of the Lord is in me. The Spirit of the Lord is within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Spirit of the Lord is within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Through the Spirit of the Lord lives within me. Shabababaya. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Lift up your voice and pray everywhere. Pray in the Spirit. Don't just be looking around. The same Spirit has raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Holy Ghost is within you. Just pray in the Spirit everywhere. Pray, 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 pray. Steal the Holy Ghost. Steal Him. Lift your voice and pray, pray. We have 5 minutes. Let's pray. We can feel the Holy Ghost within us. Shabakash, Tabaya Kabala Kabosha. Shabaka Telebregadia Patons, Karabaya. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit everywhere. Pray. The God life is mine. The God life. The God life is mine. I insist. I have eternal life and it's working in me. I insist. 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 I am who God says that I am. I am who God says that I am. The devil is a liar. I am who God says I am. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray in English, pray in your language, pray anyhow you can pray. Make sure you are talking to God. Somebody just pray. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here.
It's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. It's the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. It's the Holy Ghost, the seal of the age to come. It's changing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. Shabba-baba. It's changing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. He is changing everything in this place. Somebody pray out your heart to the Father. Changing everything. Hey. You are changing everything. You can change anything in obedience to Christ. You can change anything, everything, anything in obedience to Christ. He's changing everything. Sha-la-la-la-la-ba-ba-ba-ba-ra-ka-ba-ba-ba-ba. Woo! He is changing everything. In a mokanania. Lift up a cry. Shiva Bahia Nosha, Atokana Deja, Shianosha Nadija. He is changing, he is changing, he is changing everything. Hey, Anaboya, you are changing anything, everything, anything, everything to obedience of Christ. Changing there. Shapaka shapapa irapako shapakata regete meleke papa eshana na na pelegete iraboko boko shapandeka iparako parante kate benda kamasha. The Holy Ghost is moving and is touching you specially. He's touching you specially. Pray, pray, pray. You are changing everything, changing everything, changing everything tonight. You are changing everything. Go ahead. This is more like a prophecy. I can hear a sound in the spirit. Yes, I hear a sound of a new church rising. Yes, I hear.
You're rising in your thousands. You're rising from this place. And they are the city of the Lord. We are in the days of your spirit. I see a generation greater than Elijah. Yes, I hear a sound in the spirit. Yes, I hear a sound of a new church rising. Yes, I hear the rising in the bed. The rising from this place. They are the city of the Lord. When the days of your glory, a new people rising. I just hear in the spirit, everyone lift your hands and pray, cry out a prayer of mercy. A prayer of mercy. Lift up a cry, Lord, help me tonight by your spirit. Let your spirit, let me begin to experience the help of God from inside out. Lift up your head. Do not be ashamed. Cry out that glory on my inside. I'm not just going to be hearing. I will not stop at hearing. It will begin to become activated. I miss every weakness. What I've heard tonight is a reality. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, I can hear you, somebody, from the depth of your heart. From the depth, I'm not just hearing, it's activated. It's activated. He's upon us, the Holy Ghost. He's upon us, the scepter of the city of God. He's upon us, God's mighty right hand. God's mighty right hand. He's upon us, scepter of the city of God. Oh, He's upon us. It's the Holy Ghost. He's upon us. Custodian of the secret of God. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. The scepter of the city of God. You're the Holy Ghost. Lift your voice and pray. He's upon us. He's upon us. He's upon us. He's upon us. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. The hand of God is upon us. Your hands up everywhere. Your hands up. That prayer of mercy. He's upon us. Pray from the depth of your heart. The depth of your heart. The depth of your heart. depth of your heart. The depth of your heart. It's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. The scepter of the city of God. He's upon us. God's mighty right hand. He's upon us. Custodian of the secret of God. He's upon us. His hands is upon us. That hands of mercy. He's upon us. He's upon us. He's upon us. The Holy Ghost. He's upon us. He's upon us. He's upon us. He's upon us. He's God's mighty right. He's upon us. Custodian of the secret of God. In your glory. In your power. I see miracles, signs and wonders. Let's seek everywhere in your glory, in your power. I see miracles, signs and wonders. Lord, we receive, Lord, I partake in your glory, in your power. I see miracles. For you are glorious, so glorious in your praise. You are powerful, so powerful in your way. You are glorious, glorious in your way. You are the alien of Israel. You are Jesus Christ.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.